Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:02 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is January 28th. Well, weak stock markets in the US as we come into the close with the Dow, the S&P and the Nasdaq all down over 1%, with the Nasdaq down almost 2%. Very similar story right across Europe, with the majority of indices down between 1% and 2%. Asia was buoyed yesterday by the somewhat sanguine attitude of markets as we approached the close, and the Nikkei was up by about 1.5%, and the Hang Seng was up about a similar margin. That's unlikely to be repeated tomorrow, and we can expect that the negative attitude of stock markets this evening will follow through into Asia tomorrow. We also continue to see that the dollar is comparatively firm in here. It was stronger by 54 ticks against the euro and 41 against the pound today. Against the dollar, it was relatively unchanged and just marginally firmer against the Canadian dollar as well. But we continue to see that funding currencies for speculative investors, such as the dollar, the pound, or the yen, have strengthened in here against the destination currencies for speculative traders. And that suggests that some money has been taken off the table. And obviously, that is obviously true, given that we're seeing this negative attitude for stock markets. But we really would need to see some of those funding currencies starting to get weaker again, and larger short positions taken in them, and those short positions being used to fund speculation in other assets, to suggest that those money flows are heading back into risk assets. So there's a general unwinding of risk going on, and in the commodity markets we see that copper was down by 12 cents. The aluminium market was also quite weak. Zinc was down $78. Gold went down, had a look at 1,073, but actually closed up just marginally down on the day at 1,086. So it went down and had a look at its recent low in the region of the 1,080 and rallied from there. A relatively similar story with silver. It went down to $16, but finishing down 23 on the day, it was well off its low. And the platinum market finished up on the day and back above the $1,500 level, as did palladium, which finished at 421, up 4 on the day, having gone down and had a look at 409 earlier on in the session. The likelihood remains that we are in a medium-term corrective phase for stock markets. The majority of markets have now failed at the upper side of their ranges, or we've had failed downside breaks, and a number are now testing the progressions of higher reaction lows. Some have broken through those. We're not really seeing any markets making new highs right now. And that's also broadly supportive of this medium-term correction type environment. And until we see upward dynamics, then there is going to be little evidence that demand is regaining the upper hand, particularly when we have those funding currencies continuing to get stronger. And whereas from June all the way through to October, we had an inverse correlation between risk assets such as stock markets and commodity markets against some of those funding currencies, particularly against the US dollar. That began to break down from October, and there is a marked divergence now, because the dollar has a progression of higher lows and broke upwards again in the last couple of weeks. Whereas the highs that have been posted by major stock markets have been done so in the relatively recent past, and we're now beginning to see that the strength of funding currencies is beginning to have a drag or to form a drag on the performance of larger cap markets such as Wall Street and some of those larger European markets. And until we see the funding currencies such as the dollar or the pound starting to weaken in a meaningful way, then the likelihood is that those speculators that are marginal buyers in some of the particularly the emerging markets are probably not going to be there. And that means that to push markets onto new high ground, we need an additional source of demand. And when markets have already been rallying for the better part of a year, where that new demand is going to come from at this exact moment is not entirely clear in the absence of speculative investors returning. So we remain in this likely medium-term corrective phase, and we are, while some markets have already pulled back to their 200-day moving averages, the Stoxx 50 is one of those. The S&P still has a ways to go in that mean reversionary type environment. Back in 2004, 2003 had been a very good year for stock markets generally, and 2004 not so much. But it held the majority of the gains, and we had a ranging consolidation with a downward bias for the better part of a year. And it went through the 200-day moving average, but consolidated broadly in the region of the 200-day moving average. And it is in the region of those averages that we're looking for markets to find support if the bull market hypothesis is to be vindicated. If we see that markets are falling through those moving averages, that they distribute below them and then push lower, and those averages then turn downwards again, well, then the likelihood is that we're going to see markets go back down and look at their base formations. But there's no evidence that that has occurred yet. I don't know of any market that has broken through its 200-day moving average, although a number of them are indeed testing them, and the vast majority of those averages continue to point upwards. So we're looking for a medium-term correction rather than an outright reversal in here. And we continue to see that we have extraordinarily accommodative monetary conditions. This isn't the, if we look at how bull markets end, it's almost invariably that they're assassinated by central banks raising interest rates. Well, we have only begun to see the interest rate cycle turning around in some of the better performing economies, and not yet in some of the worst performers. And we're certainly not in an area where monetary conditions are tightening. They're only now beginning to talk about removing the stimulus rather than tightening at all, and that's broadly supportive of the bull market for risk type assets over the coming years, although we do look now to be in a medium term corrective phase that applies to risk assets both in stock markets generally and in the commodity markets. And until we see that markets have begun to find support in a meaningful way, and that some of the what intuitively we could consider relatively weak currencies such as the dollar or the pound or the yen begin to actually weaken once more, then we'll have little evidence that this medium-term corrective phase is over. The bond markets have potential to rally in this kind of environment, particularly if we see a more aggressive sell-off in stock markets. And while we've had a relatively swift pullback in the last couple of weeks, the extent of the selling has been nothing in comparison to what we saw back in September and October 2008. What we are seeing is that some people are definitely deciding to take their money off the table. Government bonds have been right up there at the upper side of their range. The Eurobund in particular has encountered a little bit of resistance at the upper side of the range, but we're seeing that both treasuries and gilts are rallying towards the upper sides of those ranges, and It probably really would need a sharper pullback in stock markets to force them to push out to the upside, because beyond their safe haven status in the very short term, government bonds, there is absolutely no shortage of supply. We're going to see governments going back to the well of in order to borrow for a number of years to come, and the number of bonds out there are going to explode in supply over the coming years. So they're unlikely to be a very good investment over the long term in the absence of a massive deflationary type spiral akin to what we saw in Japan. And but in the short term, they can hold their value relatively well in a corrective environment for risk assets. I posted charts for coffee, sugar, orange juice, and cocoa in here today, because particularly sugar has been one of the better performers, and it was up in here today by 64 cents, so finding support again at a progressively higher low. And while it's had these big downward dynamics within these ranges, it remains relatively consistent, but it has gone up an awful lot in a relatively short period of time. So the consistency characteristics of the trend need to be monitored very closely for signs of degradation, because given the extent to which it has rallied already, and the fact that the backwardation is no longer widening out, that would suggest that it is only a matter of time before we start to see the demand destruction with these very high prices. And we can be sure that although there were very bad crops for sugar last year, there are going to be a lot more farmers planting it this year in order to get in on these high prices. And cocoa is a very similar story. The fact that we're only now hearing that there are troubles with the crop in Ivory Coast is rather interesting, because obviously the price has moved rather a lot in the last few months, and that is also one that has posted these big downward dynamics in the last couple of weeks. So while it does remain relatively consistent, the internal dynamics of the current range suggest that there is ample supply above the market, and it really does need to sustain a move to new high ground to suggest that that demand is about to overcome that supply. So even the best performing soft commodities are in a little bit more of a risky environment in here, particularly if we're seeing that investors are beginning to take money off the table. The grains and beans were relatively sanguine in here today, but they have pulled back rather sharply over the last few weeks. But they're finding support, or they're coming back into areas of potential support in these sort of lengthy first steps or base formations following the more correctly, base formations following the pullback from the highs last year or in 2008. So broadly speaking, we remain in a largely bearish environment where stock markets are pulling back towards their progressions of higher reaction lows, and it remains an open question as to whether they're going to sustain those progressions or whether they're going to come back and test their moving averages or indeed fall through them. But what we can say with a high degree of confidence is that a large number of stock markets have lost the consistency of the persistent uptrend that has been evident since at least March of last year. That suggests that the risk premium attached to the market has increased, and we don't have a signal yet that it has ended. So the order of the day, I think, is caution. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.